Blog Talk Radio.
Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless, new names in your call list. Thought I'd never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room. Baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time. Where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition, must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set to back you like a chorus. Chorus, alibi's just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit and look, this whole thing's televised.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught. For that jewelry maker was called. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. It's crazy. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Sunday,
June 26th.
Exactly.
Halfway
1 month.
Year. Right? Leo season
exactly.
Is approaching.
Quickly.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. This is Hollywood and Friends. We hit every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. I go by the name of Hollywood.
And it's your girl, Judy Blue.
Judy, be sure to follow us on social media at I Am Hollywood. That's Instagram. Follow Judy.blu on Instagram and follow our producer Stacy at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. What up, though? How's your weekend going?
What up, what up, what up? My weekend was mentally and physically exhausting.
Damn.
Okay, I don't think you ever heard me say that, but yes.
Damn, Daniel.
I had to work this weekend, and I'm at this point where maybe I might not have a job when I get back. But, you know, it's all good. Because I was fed up. So the overtime this weekend, once a year, we had to do it, and I was just, like, done, fed up. But, you know, whatever. How was yours?
My weekend is pretty cool. I'm planning a trying to plan too many things at one time, but my mother's birthday is next month, so I'm throwing a big party for her. And it's just a lot that goes into the planning of a party. And it's a lot. It's taking, like, all of my free time, finding things that I need and all of that. So that's pretty much what I've been focusing on, trying to figure out my birthday, trying to figure out your birthday. Just a lot.
It's taken away from my birthday because I want you to help me. You can't even help me because you got all this other stuff going on. So I'm forced to do it myself. I just like showing up. Just do everything and just let me show up. Like, I don't have parties and get-togethers and stuff like that because it just be too much. Only way, like, I like a get-together and I could do it right, and it's sad to say this because this is just how I work, is if it's the last minute. I like to do everything last minute. The pressure makes me work better. I don't know why, but it's just like that.
Yeah, I wish I had the luxury to just pop up and show up, but nah. And I think it's the Leo in me that I need to be hands-on with it. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like nobody going to do it the way I want to do it. And I gotta, because you know, I got mad siblings, but it's like, I gotta be the one.
Nah, they not like you, though. Yeah, they not like you. Maybe with the exception of one and still not, but they not like you.
So, yeah, it's a lot. But I feel like once July comes, it's over. It's over. July 1st might as well mean July 23rd and July 26th because it's going to be right here, instant. But, so that's what we doing. But we're going to make it work. We're going to make it do what it do. And let me tell the people what we're going to be talking about for today, though. One of the biggest things in the blogs, in the whole country, is the overturning of Roe v. Wade, a decision made by the Supreme Court, which, in a nutshell, makes abortions illegal on a federal level. So it basically is going to leave it up to the states individually to determine what they want to do. But we're going to get into it a little more in a second. We're talking about that. We're talking about the versus battle that happened with Omarion and Mario and all of that went down. All of the shenanigans. And the BET Awards is tonight. Biggest night for black music. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Some new developments have come to light. 646-716-8544. That's the number to call. If you want to chime in on anything we're going to be discussing, you just press the number 1 and we'll bring you on. But let's kick it off how we always do. Question of the day. You ready?
Yes.
Today's question of the day. What is the weirdest smell you have ever smelled?
That's so funny.
646-716-8544. Judy.
I don't know. That's funny because I was at work and I went up to the attic and I was like, it smells like booty up here. My boss was like, I think it's a homeless person sleeping in the attic. I don't know.
Seriously?
But, and it was so funny because we was changing the garbage because, you know, we had a lot of people in our office this weekend and we was changing the garbage and he went to one particular garbage of one of my coworkers. And he was like, what the hell is in this garbage? And then he started pouring it out into another bin, and he started gagging, and I was just cracking up because stuff like that don't really bother me. I think I smell the worst shit that I can smell because I used to be like a nurse assistant like a few years ago, maybe probably like 6-7 years ago. And, like, I don't know, because that, I think that's the worst thing that you could really ever smell is just, like, being, working in a hospital and just seeing this thing. And I've seen some things in there, you know? And yeah. I think that's probably the craziest thing that you could smell. Or maybe a dead body. But
you smelled a dead body
y'all
before?
Y'all want to see a dead body? I just told you I worked in a hospital before, you know? Worked in the hospital. I've worked on, you know, people who were dying, people who've had, like, you know, bed sores, and I've seen the worst bed sores ever to where you could stick your whole foot in that shit, and I'm talking about your side, you know,
yes.
Green stuff oozing out. Like, I don't think that I could even, that's just like an open-ended question for me, because I could just go on and on and on and on for days. I mean, but maybe like booty and death.
Booty.
Death.
Booty and death.
Say, like the East Coast. Death.
Yo, high key though, I thought the same shit. I was like, but Dussie. But like, I would say, like, somebody who haven't showered in a while. That's one of the worst smells I've smelled. Where,
well,
you're
talking about,
you know,
like MTA.
Exactly. Like, for example, you know, living in New York, taking the trains, it's sort of like you never know what kind of smell you're going to experience on the train. It's kind of like Russian roulette, if you will. You
right.
just don't know what cart you're going to get, what smell. And have you ever, like, anticipated that the smell following someone wasn't going to be good, so you kind of held your breath?
No.
Like, there's been times where I've been on the train and a homeless person or someone walking by, and you just know what's about to follow. Because it don't be in front of them. It be once they get past you. And I've
right.
held my breath time or two. And it's like, sheesh. That's one of the worst smells I've smelled.
So let's just say, to sum it up, MTA.
MTA.
Oh, hot garbage.
I mean, I think MTA got hot garbage beat. They might be neck and neck.
Speaking of MTA, I don't know if you saw this. I might have sent this to you, but I saw a girl who was drinking. She was on a train. She was drinking a Four Loko, and I think she spilled some Four Loko into the seat of the train, and she sipped it with a straw.
Wow.
She was drinking it with a straw. You know how many butts a day sat in that seat? Nobody wipes it
right.
down. Probably homeless
right.
person probably slept there overnight, and she
right.
drank that shit.
That's disgusting.
Nuts.
I could already get. Now, let me stop. I ain't go. I was about to say
guess
something.
What
wow.
race it was?
Yeah, I was legit. Guess what? That's nuts, though. But, yeah, that's wild, because that's one of the main reasons why I choose not to sit on my furniture or bed with my outside clothes on, because of one incident that happened on the MTA. But I'm not going to digress into that. But, yeah, it gets
right.
crazy on the trains.
It gets crazy.
Our producer Stacey responds to the question.
Even a pose on a train. Do you do not touch? I've seen a
yeah,
rat on
yeah.
a pole. So
I definitely would use like the sleeve of my shirt or jacket. If I don't have nothing else, I'll actually reach up to the ceiling and use my palm on the ceiling of the train.
If I reach to the ceiling, I'm certain. Maybe I'm not touching nothing. Like, I'm surfing. I'm putting that stance. Like, what's up? We surfing on this train. I ain't touching nothing.
Until the train do a sudden jerk, and then you got to get your cool knocked out of you.
If I fall, I fall.
Stacey's response for the question of the day, worst smell she ever smelled, is garlic and people's pores. I could agree.
That's it?
I could agree on that.
I mean, I think MCA is way worse than garlic coming out of somebody's pores.
That could be bad, though, because garlic breath, like, is bad. I turned down a threesome situation. I told you this before.
What?
With these two girls, and because they smelled crazy. Like, so that falls in that same.
They just had a good dinner.
Yikes.
You going to hold out against them? Dinner was great.
Yikes. All right, so let's get ready to get into what's hot in these blogs. Wait, hold on one second. Did I say? Oh, the thing was weirdest smell, not worst. I don't know why I was thinking worst smell. Weirdest. That was the question of the day.
The garlic is not the weirdest, Stacey.
For her, it is.
No, you did. You said weirdest or worst?
Weirdest.
I think you said weirdest.
Oh, okay,
I did say,
okay, I was just checking.
You did.
Because we definitely was leaning more towards worse than weird.
I mean, but it's still weird to smell a human that smells like that, right?
Yeah. We're going to see if we get more responses for the question of the day throughout the show, but let's get into what's hot in these blogs. This landmark decision that was overturned. We knew it was a possibility. We knew it was coming when your last guy that was in the White House was appointing all of these justices. We knew there was a possibility, but it was like maybe, maybe not. But to see it actually come to light and happen is it's crazy, right? It's definitely a setback. It feels like we're living in – I don't know what times, but
crazy times.
It feels like we're going backwards. And right. The crazy part is this isn't the end of it, and it's going to get worse. But Roe v. Wade, just a little backstory, in 1973 is when the Supreme Court first ruled in this case, and they ruled in a favor for this woman who about 4 years prior to that, she wanted to have an abortion. It was her third pregnancy. She gave the first two kids up for adoption already. So when she got pregnant for the third time, she didn't want to bring it to term, but she was living in Texas, I think it was, where abortions were illegal. And so they took it to the courts, and it ended up going all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they ruled in her favor. Her legal name was Jane Roe, and that was the precedence that was set. And now here we are in 2022, and these people rolled it back. What do you think about this when you first heard it?
I think it's nuts that you have people who probably aren't even having sex at this point in their life.
90-year-olds.
People who don't have a uterus. People who don't get their period. People who don't understand other situations like rape or babies being born sick or, you know, underage pregnancy. You know, just certain situations. Like, you're not even considering these people. You're not even getting none at this point in your life, and you have the choice for us. Like, they're making decisions for us.
Right.
I think it's nuts.
That's the biggest thing, right? That it's men that are making these decisions for women, which
right.
is like, it's crazy when you think about it.
Right.
So now there's, I feel like we're heading to the time where we're going to become the divided states of America eventually.
Right.
Where it's going to be these states, people are going to literally determine where they're going to live based off of these laws.
Right.
And now you got these certain states that are like, what's the word? They like safe havens now where people are going to travel to go get the procedure done if they choose to do it. Because there's sanctuaries, certain states.
Right.
Like New York is one. Cali is one. There's a lot up the Northeast and a lot on the West Coast that are still for it. Most of the red states, like in some of the South, Midwest, they're the ones that's like gonna, if actually already, soon as the court overturned it, they already, in a lot of these states, canceled all upcoming abortion appointments.
And that's
so
crazy.
So imagine you have your appointment ready, and then this happened and
tomorrow.
They cancel your shit. Yeah. And it's like with no regards to the reason why.
Right.
Many people believe that it's because they want to make more white babies.
Crazy.
Stop the abortions for that reason, because ultimately it's been said time and time again that the rate we're going in this country, that white people would end up becoming a minority.
So they're saying black people is out here just doing a do, huh? That's what it sounds like.
But also I read, I wanted to confirm it, so I'm going to say with a disclaimer, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I've heard that white women are the majority that are getting abortions, that have been getting abortions.
I heard that too, so
but
I did hear that.
The crazy thing is like, so what? Like,
so ban them. Like, what they got to do with everybody else?
So ban them.
The hell?
It's crazy.
Like, dude.
I feel like when it comes to, isn't it where when you dealing with judges, shouldn't judges be unbiased? Shouldn't
right.
they? Isn't their job to just like uphold function, the laws, try to make the cases make sense, make sure it aligns with whatever, like
at this point nothing
like,
is making sense.
I feel like this is one of them cases where it's personal.
Right.
It's biased. And I feel like religion shouldn't have no room in courts. As a judge, you shouldn't bring your personal religious beliefs into the courtroom.
Well, who did that?
It's basically what these people are doing. A lot of them that's that rule to overturn this, it's because religious reasons.
No, that's nuts. I didn't know that. That part I didn't know. You're right. You're absolutely right, because not everybody believes in the same thing. So why should I have to suffer the consequences for what you believe in?
Exactly. You feel it's not right. That's not God's will, yada, yada, whatever the case. That's your personal.
That's bias right there.
Thing like you shouldn't be able to bring that. A listener said America is supposed to separate church and state. Exactly, because you can't. That's like forcing your religion on somebody.
Right. Basically, yes. That's exactly what it is. It's not like, that's exactly what it is.
And these judges, I heard, they you get, like, asked questions prior to your swearing in and all of that when you first get selected. And they ask them questions about cases like Roe versus Wade or religion, yada, yada. And these people basically lied. They said what they had to do to get the job, like a lot of people do.
Right.
And then they got in there, got in the seat, and now here we
and
are.
They want to change it.
I feel like they should be held accountable for that, too, for lying.
That's crazy.
A listener said some of these states may be planning to criminalize women who even travel to other states, and some women don't have the money or resources to travel.
How they going to know? Who's going to know what I went to New York for? Who's going to know? Who's going to know when I went to Cali for?
It's gonna be an invasion of privacy.
Right. That's basically HIPAA violation. That's a HIPAA violation right there. So how you going to know that I went to another state to do this? How you gonna know?
It's sad when you think about it. It's just yikes. So what some are suggesting that women should do to be able to, I don't know, not move freely, but be able to prepare, I guess, for this new post Roe v. Wade world is to, like, stock up on, like, TMBs and stuff.
Lord have mercy. How about stock up on condoms?
Order
why
it
gotta
now.
Be stock up on Plan B? Stock up on condoms, ladies.
Both.
Yeah, they both really like it raw, huh? Ooh, baby, I like it raw.
Both.
They ain't say stock up on condoms. They said stock up on Plan B.
But then you also got people like this clown that's one of the justices, Clarence Thomas, who is saying that after this was overturned, that we should reconsider contraception as well. So not even birth control. Prevent women from having an abortion, you want to prevent them from preventing themselves from getting pregnant. Like,
that's nuts.
What's going on?
He's just mad because he can't get no pussy. I'm sorry. I'm convinced. I'm convinced. Look at him. I'm convinced. Yep. I'm convinced. This man ain't getting none. I'm convinced.
Looking like Uncle Ruckus.
Right. And sounding like him, too.
He's the real life one. Real life.
I've been saying for a long time that these TV shows, cartoons, they don't be making this shit up. This stuff that they be putting out there is based on true characters because this is not making no sense right now.
People truly exist that these ways. We don't always see them, but yeah, there's always somebody.
Word.
Like something. And we've said it time and time again, all skin folk ain't kin folk. Clarence Thomas definitely isn't.
Is not. Definitely is not. That's a mark. That's crazy. He ain't getting none. Moral of the story is Clarence Thomas ain't getting none. Period. That's what the young people say, right?
Not the young people.
Period. That's what the young
not
people
the young people.
Period. That's what the lady said on the radio. What's the young people say? Period.
So, what I was speaking about in terms of ways people are suggesting women to cope is, like I said, stock up on Plan Bs, contraception, even condoms, even
condoms. That's what they're not going to use. But I'm not going to do. Right? That's what they're going to say. What I'm not going to do is use the condom because some old man said so.
So there's calls
the world
also.
It's getting worse and worse.
There's calls even to expand the Supreme Court, which is a possibility. It's been done numerous times in the past. And if it's successful, it would add at least 4 more seats to the court, because
mm-hmm.
we need some balance. This is the highest court in the land. We can't have
right.
it be just biased like this. Like,
but what is that going to make anything any better? Because
it's
like they already doing us wrong now.
When you're dealing with cases like this, that's going to affect the whole.
But what if these people are just as bad
country?
Though?
No,
what
but the point would be is to balance them out. Like, you can't just have all or mostly conservatives or even mostly liberals. Like, you got to have a balance.
No, I know that, but shit, it could be just as bad. Is what I'm saying. Like, make it worse.
Yeah, definitely. It has the potential to be worse. But something's got to give.
Word.
And these people are showing their true colors. Like, it's almost like they ain't even got to hide it no more, disguise it no more.
I blame American Idol.
American Idol.
Yeah. Ever since American Idol came out and they made it acceptable for people to just hurt your feelings and judge the way they've been judging, they've been going haywire now. I'm just playing. Word up.
It's crazy.
Nuts. Anyway, moving right along.
I don't even know how to end it, but just
strap
we'll
up. That's
but I
it.
Just know that
what
it's gonna be.
What we strap up.
The thing is, there's so many more things that's at risk of being overturned. Like I mentioned earlier, I just feel like it's gonna get worse.
Right.
There's so many more things. If this was able
to
go down. There's so many more things that could potentially be overturned.
Strap up. That's it.
Like this one senator, John Cornyn, is going to say, please do Plessy versus Ferguson and Brown versus Board of Education.
Okay.
And Brown versus Board of Education was dealing with segregation. And how they declared that the separate but equal notion was unconstitutional for the American public schools. So if you were to overturn that, we're going back to segregation times in the schools. Things like that has the potential to happen at this rate.
And you will know what the craziest thing is that listen to the ages that of these people that are making these decisions. These are people that have been born in almost 100 years ago, where we got out of it. So basically, it's like when these decisions were overturned at that time, these people didn't agree with it, and they probably vowed to get into the government to change those things, and now is the time before they die. Because they're dying, right? Slowly.
Right, right.
And that's so crazy. These are people that were alive when these changes were made, when these laws were passed. And now they have the decision in this time to change them. How crazy is that?
Texas has been wanting to separate from the union. Tell them to get the F out then. Another listener said, expand the court now with Biden in office. He would choose a moderate to liberal justice. That is the key. You need the right president to appoint a justice.
He ain't doing nothing. Please.
Trump appointed two new justices, hence why we are in this position.
He ain't doing nothing.
He's the president. He could, but he's not. We have to expand the court first. He can't just, unless one of them die or step down. Clarence should have been impeached anyway for what his wife was doing. Get him out of there. We talked about it before when she was texting during the whole debacle about voting, when 45 was trying to say there was fraud in the voting and all of that. We spoke about it. I can't remember the exact details, but
was I here?
She was doing some fuck shit. Yeah. I feel like you were.
I don't remember.
And Biden just appointed the first black female justice to the Supreme Court.
This is what I don't understand. Like, what is Donald
Trump? Did she start already? I know they were still outnumbered, but I was wondering that. Because I didn't see her name pop up in any of the discussions. Like, she ain't start yet. Her start date ain't start yet.
She ain't have orientation yet. This is crazy.
She hasn't started yet. She will replace Breyer. Listener said we have to vote to keep the House and Senate in Democrat control so Republicans don't block Biden's appointment. Because that's another thing that could potentially happen, what they was trying to do when Obama was trying to appoint justice. They was doing trying to do everything in their power to block it.
Yeah.
It had no authority or no grounds to, but they was trying. All for this to happen. Like, this is what the end goal is to have a mostly conservative Supreme Court for shit like this. That's the ultimate goal.
If these white women don't want to have their babies, then they don't want to have their babies. Like, what the hell?
Right.
What the hell?
They mad they having babies.
So it's not even
about us,
it's about them.
And they not having babies with them, but having babies with black men. And other men.
It's not even about them. It's not even about us at this point. Because usually it is. It's about them. It's literally about them. Crazy. What Laura has said, this is crazy.
Right.
Word.
All right, but let's move on. It's not the end of this. We're going to hear about it more and more, but we'll see how this plays out. I just feel sorry for any of the women who are in any of those red states, because even if you're not planning to, even if you don't believe in it, whatever, just the simple fact that you don't even have that choice is crazy.
A choice
alone.
Or option. Nuts.
Let's move on.
Or an option.
On a lighter note, let's talk about this versus battle that went down with Omarion and Mario.
Hello.
First off, it started with this pre-versus, like a opening. I don't know. This was the first time they've ever done this, but it was Ray J and...
It was like a double versus, right?
What's his
a
name?
Triple versus. Bobby Valentino and Ray J.
Bobby and Ray
versus
J.
Versus Pleasure P and Sammy.
Right. So that happened.
It was like a triple
first.
Versus. Right?
And that shit was a disaster.
It was a disaster, but it was very entertaining at the same time.
Super entertaining. Very, very entertaining.
Anything
the sound was
Ray
crazy.
J is super entertaining. Anything with Ray J is entertaining. I'm sorry. I can't help it. He's nuts.
Yo, that shit was pure comedy. How he apologized
really
to Brandy
was.
For not hitting the notes for One Wish. He's like, I know some of those notes wasn't, but I'm gonna get it right. I'm gonna get it together. He's funny though. Like, he's funny. Like,
very comical.
Very, very. But that shit, the sound was crazy. They all were talking over each other the whole time. It was like, what? How did y'all even decide this was going to be a good idea? Pleasure P didn't want to get off the stage when it was time. He was feeling like they wanted to cut them short. And it's like, my man, you're the opening act. What are you talking about? It's not your verses.
That shit was funny. Some back rows wasn't rolling.
Feeling like he was...
Chris Brown.
Son. You would have thought Sammy was... My man's was in his bag.
Sammy was never heard of on my radio. I didn't have now one song that belonged to him. I didn't even know, I'm being honest, I don't even know what he looked like back in the day. I don't know. Because in
right.
my mind, I'm like, who is Sammy? Who's that? I don't remember no Sammy coming out. And this was the time when I was, like, very into music. I was like, I don't know who Sammy is.
Your mans was up there said that he's that nigga. Like, he been putting in
work.
He been in this game for 20-some-odd years.
When did he put in the work?
I don't know.
He was jumping all over the stage like he was Chris Brown, right?
Yeah, he was doing the most out of everybody. He was doing the most. I was like, yo, who knew R&B was this aggressive? Because they was going in. And it's like,
this
you can
the
like,
worst
person
I've ever seen in my life.
That pre-show
this
one
This is the worst
person
I've ever seen in my life.
The pre-show one was definitely the worst. Like, don't ever do that again. I doubt they'll do that again anyway.
They were so drunk.
They'll try to make it more organized. It was kind of like a free-for-all.
It definitely was, because they brought people out that weren't even part of the program. Like, if you notice, they were just bringing people on. I seen Jackie Long up there with some Yeezy slides. Like, what are we doing here?
We was outside. We was just outside. It's L.A. They was in L.A. Versus going down. It's like, I'm in there. I'm going to stand on this stage like they do at Summer Jam.
Oh, word? Like, no, it was like, oh, word, y'all doing a Versus? I'm there. Right now, I'm on my way. Didn't care what he had on, nothing. I'm on my way. No can of
And they all of the pre-show people, they all sounded crazy vocally, with the exception
and,
of Sammy.
And Ray J said it himself, too. He was like, I can't
Sammy had a little something going on, but the rest of them sounded crazy.
Crazy.
It's like, y'all ain't get y'all tea or something? Y'all ain't drink y'all, like, honey? What's happening?
Word.
The sound was effed up, and y'all voices sounded crazy. So it was just like, damn, y'all should have lip-sunk over the songs.
Ray J was the worst. Ray J was the worst. I always say he ain't sing. He don't know how to sing. He's just been getting by. Ray J been getting by. But you know what? I respect his hustle because we all know Ray J is a hustler. I respect his hustle. But Ray J been getting by for years.
He sponsored the verses. He was one of the sponsors.
Right. He's a hustler. And he made his way through the industry because of that. So I get it.
Yeah, because Ray J, musically, he probably had like 3 songs, right, that we know. Wait a Minute, One Wish, and he was on that Sexy Can I song with Young Berg.
Yeah, basically. He, like I said, he's a hustler. He was getting by.
Brandy was in the building to support. If nothing else, it was comedy and aggression.
Very
and now let's move on to the main event, Mario and Omarion. First of all, they took 10 years to come out. I don't know what was going on. I think Omarion was late.
Being
and that probably explains
is.
Why he didn't get a sound check. Because his sound was crazy. Mario's was on point, and his sound was a little off. The mic wasn't miking. Music wasn't leveled right. But they definitely redeemed the night. They came out the gate swinging. Like, it was like, all right, this is already better than what I just watched for that hour with the pre-show.
I think that the whole thing was just comedy from the beginning to the end. From the beginning to the end. From the start to the finish. It was
Marion brought out watermelons.
Right. What was that about? Like, he just set us back years with that watermelon. He could have did anything. He could have did a peach.
He
could have did...
to stimulate. And he felt that was the best fruit
to
do.
We already heard about your uncircumcised ass, Omarion, on Love & Hip Hop. We already heard. Like, there's nothing you could do at this point to make us see. And this is why. This is why, like, that corny shit. Like, that was just so corny. Like, I never knew he was that corny. He thought that he was going to come on stage and he was going to be so sexy and do all this fakey shit. That he was going to win. No, you got clowns. You got served.
You got served.
Watermelon.
Yeah, he definitely brought the watermelons out, handed off to a girl in the crowd. She took a bite, too.
COVID.
I'm sure it worked for some of them. I'm sure his fans,
yeah.
I'm sure he got some of them going. But the thing about
like, don't
verses,
get me wrong, he looked good. He looked good. But this is 2022. Nobody's falling for that bullshit.
The thing about verses, especially when it comes to the internet and Instagram and the comment section, once you lose them, it's over. And he lost them after the watermelon.
Word.
They started calling
sure
him O-Melon. It was all downhill
word.
From there.
Real fast. Real quick. That was crazy. Why would he do that? First of all, that's mad messy. Now you got watermelon all on your face. Your makeup is messed up. But.
Not your makeup.
Yeah. But why is the question. Why? Why did he do that? Why did he think that that was going to be something? The tea had already been spilled. Your baby mother told us everything. Like, why?
He's doing it for the ladies.
Nah, I'm good. Such a piece is better than him. Well, that. He went and got his hair done, his oil chest up. I mean, his chest oiled up, all that. Nah, we good.
So out of the whole verses, who do you say won between Ray J and this Bobby versus Pleasure and Sammy?
I think Bobby and Pleasure P won. Bobby and I don't know. It was a tie between Bobby, Pleasure P, and Sammy.
I say Bobby.
That's it. That's
what I said. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that. Star one. I'm not too familiar with the Pleasure P songs like that. I wasn't really on Pretty Ricky like that. I just wasn't.
It's not even about Pretty Ricky. It's about Pleasure P. He went solo.
I know. I wasn't really.
He had a lot of hits.
Music. I wasn't
he
on
He had
it.
A lot of hits. He had a lot of hits. I like Pleasure P.
I was on the
Bobby
V wave.
I was. Me too. Me too. He had a lot of hits. I don't know if it was me, but don't he look a little funny to you? Maybe because he didn't have his per usual glasses. Like it seemed like his eyes were a little close together. His eyes were close together. His jacket was big with that collar pop. And all I could see was that trainee situation.
Wow.
You can't forget that. But Bobby just looks funny to me. He's not as cute as he thinks he is. He looks funny. Eyes is too close together. Well, whatever.
Out of Omarion and Mario, who you give it to?
Of course, Mario, because he was just cool with his shit. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't trying too hard. He was just like, you know what? You can't even sing. Omarion had to bring Tank out to do his vocals. Come on now. You had to bring somebody else out. Because I didn't watch the whole verses because I was like in and out. But
yeah.
I did watch the beginning again. Did Mario bring anybody out? No, right?
No, he didn't. He had dancers, but exactly. he didn't bring nobody, like a special guest out.
No, he didn't bring nobody out to help him sing, right?
Yeah, no.
So, and
but
he still blew
unusual,
him out the water.
So.
And he's still
people bring
him
out people.
Everybody was doubting him. Everybody was doubting Mario, including me. I'm no exception to the doubt, including me. So I was like, Mario, like, what hits do he have? Right? Remember I was saying that?
Yeah.
I was like, that's not a fair fight. But at the end of the day, he won. So
I ain't gonna hold you. When I first heard about the verses, I definitely was feeling more like, damn, this is going to be a Marion situation because I was like, once you dig into that, I was like, because he got two catalogs to pick from. He got his own and he got B2K. But when
and we don't know what they produced and what they wrote.
He did not do a lot of the B2K songs that I thought he would have done. He only did like two, maybe three. Mm. I don't know if it was legal reasons, if it was a pride thing, if he, like, just couldn't, like, I don't know what it was.
I definitely think it was a pride thing.
He ain't digging that bag as much as I thought he was gonna.
Like, he was depending too much on Sexy.
And Mario,
that's what I said.
If you familiar, like, he ain't got, like, hits as in, like, mainstream singles, chart toppers, but that first album, I think I could listen to it from the first to the end without skipping a song. And he did a lot of album cuts. That's joints, if you're familiar with. So, for that reason, Mario took it.
Mario definitely took it. He definitely took it. And Omarion was butt sore because he was like, yeah, you know, my whatever. What you said? My show where you always... Open up for me. As usual. You butt.
And he also confirmed that he didn't have a sound check. He even said it was Mario's front of house guy, like as if to imply that there was some sort of sabotage going on.
Excuses. You can't sing. We heard. They said that he wasn't, like, those was not his vocals on B2K. We heard. Those was not your vocals on B2K. So we already know, bro. It's over for you. They said, you ain't read what I read, but that's what they said.
Crazy. But at the end of the day, the streams usually determine that there's no losers for Versus. I'm curious
right.
to see, because Versus Instagram page usually posts what the numbers did or do. So I'm curious
mm-hmm.
to see what it did, what it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Omarion already said his streams went up. It's usually what happens, so it's a win-win, even if you lose.
Right.
We'll see. Who's the next Versus? Did they announce it yet?
I don't really be caring.
So they actually posted.
I don't really watch like that.
Regarding the pre-show, that they have 5.1 million total viewers. Oh, that's over all streaming
Damn.
Platforms, though. That's over all streaming. That's YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Thriller, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And 6.9 million comments across all platforms.
Damn.
725,000.
I did comment a few times.
Peak concurrent viewers across all platforms.
I did comment a few times.
Three comments.
Yeah, maybe three. You know, you want to do too much. I want to do too much, but I did comment.
I'm curious to see who's the next verse is going to be. But, yeah, let's move on. Last but not least, the BET Awards is tonight.
Oh, yeah?
We spoke before about how who gonna be there?
What channel? Who all gonna be there? What channel?
So we spoke about this before about Diddy's gonna receive the Lifetime Achievement Award, and we were wondering who's gonna give him his honor for the night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been revealed that Lil' Kim, Mary J. Blige, Jodeci, Nas,
mm-hmm.
Busta Rhymes, The Lox,
all of them?
Bryson Tiller, Faith, and the Maverick
oh,
City
so
Choir.
Entourage.
It's all going to be, that's going to be a movie.
Entourage. Yeah. All of them going to stay for real?
Well, I mean,
nah,
kind of.
I ain't
going to
lie. I have my opinions on Diddy, but at the end of the day, everybody has opinions, right? But at the end of the day, he has changed lives, and he has put in a lot of work. So, you know,
and no matter how many times we see the Diddy mashup, shuffle, what's the word I'm looking for? No matter how many times we
mm-hmm.
see this, it never gets old. When them songs, when them classics start, no matter how many times, because he performed at the BET Awards before, and it was a movie. Remember when he fell in
right.
the hole or the stage?
Oh, yeah.
Like, so when he pull out the catalog and do these songs, it never gets old, no matter how many times. So tonight is going to be a movie for sure when it comes to that tribute. Get in your bag, stay in your bag.
No matter what we think about him, he does deserve his flowers. So congratulations to him.
lifetime achievement. You would have think he would have gotten this already.
Right.
Good look. Just to reiterate, the other performers of the night, Lizzo is touching the stage. Chloe, who I'm looking forward to seeing. Babyface, Jack Harlow, Chance the Rapper, LMI, Dochi, Gibeon, Lotto, Money Long, Kurt Franklin, and Roddy Ricch. Goodbye to Taraji P. Henson. I think it's like the second time she hosted. Maybe more, maybe the third. And Doja Cat is leading the nominations out of everybody. So, BET Awards is tonight.
Doja Cat, really? That's dope.
Tonight at 8 p.m. Let's see what happens. Do you have anything you want to bring up that was hot in these blogs before we get into what blows?
We didn't talk about Wendy, the way they closed her show out, did we?
No, we haven't.
Selling her chair, throwing out her wigs. Like, what the really happened?
The visual I just got.
Throwing out her
chair, throwing out her wigs.
I want to know what happened.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. I just want to be out there by the studio when they put the chair out because I want to take it and I want to
put
it on eBay.
I'm guessing.
I wanted to get it. I wanted to put it on eBay. Do you think they would do like how retail stores do and cut it up so it could be not sold?
Because
I ain't going to hold you. I used to work at a retail store, and when they used to throw out clothes, they used to cut it up, which I found crazy. Like, why are y'all cutting this shit up? Like, just let the homeless people get it if they need clothes.
Right.
They used to cut the clothes up, slice it up with a razor so it could be unusable. So I wonder if they would do the same for her chair. Slice her and dice it.
I think that's pretty selfish. You know, the way that companies just throw stuff away, like Walmart, they throw away so much food, and like retail stores, they throw away so much clothes. When you've got people that you know dumpster dive, just let them get that.
Yeah.
Like, why not? I don't understand that. I never understood that. That's bad.
Yeah. I used to work, Burger King was my very first job when I was 16 years old, and they used to throw out the food without even wanting to give it away or even let the employees have it. Like,
you would think they
would give it to homeless people. Like, y'all rather throw it away. And
they
I forget how they tried to justify it. They said something like it being a liability, like I guess if the person got sick or some dumb shit they said, why they wouldn't give it to people. And it's like, give me a break.
That's stupid. If you touch the wrong
book
and you just touch the bag, they throwing it out.
Listen to America is so twisted, they probably made money off that fabric. And someone else said, dang, even throwing out horse meat. Horse meat.
Not horse meat.
Crazy.
So are they insinuating that Burger King is horse meat?
Basically, all fast food people say is things. They think McDonald's is babies.
Burger King was one of my favorite out of fast food restaurants. And it was like the last time I had Burger King, I don't know if it was just the fat in me, but the last couple of bites, the patty tasted like I was eating a sponge, and I've never had that experience with Burger King ever before. So I never ate it again.
Damn. I still do Burger King, especially now they got the Impossible Whoppers.
Yeah, the Impossible tastes like air.
Even though the last time I got it, it wasn't hitting as good, so I haven't gotten it in a while. But I get their fish sandwiches all the time and their fries, obviously.
Not. But,
Burger King,
know,
Taco Bell allegedly
that's
used
the time
pulse
for me to stop eating fast food altogether. So what I did, what I do now, instead of just eating fast food, I'd rather go and look for new recipes and make it at home. That's it. That's my fast food right there. Making my own shit.
Yeah. So
and
Burger King
successful in doing that.
Burger King says it has stopped buying beef from an Irish meat processor whose patties were found to contain traces of horse meat.
Burger King?
They stopped buying from this certain supplier, but because, yeah, their patties were found to contain traces of horse meat. It was a supplier from the UK and Ireland called Silvercrest Foods. So as a voluntary and precautionary measure, they stopped buying from them.
Lord have mercy. No, Burger King. And I had faith in you. Like, I was rooting for you.
That was years ago, though.
I'm not eating that shit anymore.
You got anything else before we get into what blows?
Nah, we good.
All right, let's get ready to get that to that part of the show. We say we get under our skin, what irks our nerves. Let's get that theme music popping. But what blows my show, we say we send our skin, what irks our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have you like, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544 or press 1 right now. Right now, Judy, you want to kick it?
What blows mine? Georgia. Oh, I'm Polish. Georgia blows my mind. The fact that it's a carry state. And people don't think the way that we New Yorkers think. Like, their mind frame is totally different. Like, they don't have logic. They just do. And I'm done. I'm over it. Ooh, this is nice.
I've read something or heard from somebody, something about New York doing something about allowing people to carry concealed weapons now.
Yeah, they only allow.
It's either in the works or it's already passed, but you still have to be licensed. But
there are a lot of people that already, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that already are able to carry to do these things.
Right, right.
Not just, but Georgia is allowing just anybody. Like, you literally could just walk in and just buy a gun at this point without no license,
right.
without no background check, without anything.
Right, right. Ridiculous. I'm happy the two states that I love right now is not red. And that's California and New York. Because, I don't know, it's something about what they're, how they're running these other states. It's just like, this country as a whole is giving one star review right now, but
Canada looking real sexy to me.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's right there, it's close enough that we could still come to visit quickly. But I don't know.
Wait, I told my friend 150 per person. He said that's a lot of people.
Wait, what? He need to read that again.
Oh god.
So that was the Supreme Court's decision before they overturned Roe v. Wade, that people that had people up in arms. They overturned New York's law on concealed weapons. That law will affect all states. Concealed weapons because it's federal.
I don't understand. Like, this is so crazy because any little beef or any little problem, somebody's gonna pull out.
That's another thing too. You just sparked the what blows mine, because you know right now, the term mass shootings is being thrown around too loosely. I feel when we should only use that phrase mass shootings when it's what we've seen at Sandy Hook, what we've seen at Uvalde, what we've seen at the top supermarket, shit like that, we need to stick using mass shootings to. Not when there's somebody started shooting when there was a party. There was random beef outside the club. Somebody started shooting like we've seen all our lives, and someone might get hit, two people might get hit. Stop referring to that as mass shootings, because that's what they're doing right now on the news, and that shit is annoying because it's kind of making it seem like, for one, it's going to make the term, like, we're going to get used to hearing it, and it's just going to be like whatever after a while. And it's going to be hard to differentiate when Bob or Billy, the 18-year-old white kid, goes and shoot up a school or a Walmart or something with an AK-47. We need to separate the two. That shouldn't be considered a mass shooting, and that blows my mind right now, what's going on.
Yep.
I've been hearing it too many times.
Because mass shootings is the thing, you know, to pay attention to now, because all of a sudden, out of all the mass shootings that's been happening and weren't reported, these people are now trying to just, like, report every single mass shooting. Like, why
right.
now? Why now?
And it's pros and cons to it. Like, it's cool. I mean, but a lot of people who don't know that there's been over 200 mass shootings in this country since January is, like, it's causing panic in some. Like, oh, my God, I don't want to go here. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And it's like, bruh, it's been happening. They just only now reporting on it more. And the pros, hopefully, it helps push to have mm-hmm. some kind of gun reform happen. But I don't know. But I do know they need to stop saying mass shootings when somebody just shot in the air at a damn riot or, you know, had beef with somebody type shit.
this is getting crazy. The world is crazy. Like, why would you, like, for a person like you who don't have any children, like, at this point, why would you want to even bring a child into this world, right?
Definitely. How does this phrase go? Giving what it's supposed to give.
Right.
This country is not giving what it's supposed to give. Unless they said the Supreme Court also ruled that cops no longer have to warn you about your Miranda rights. Those conservatives are radical on that court. You still have your Miranda, the right to remain silent, but they don't have to warn you. So what's next? Taking the rights altogether? We are turning into a police state.
Crazy. Listen, I've been saying for years, and I think I said it earlier during this show, all the stuff that they come up with in these movies, on these shows, in these stories, it's stuff that's really going on or that they already knew that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So all the stuff that we're going through right now, it's already been written. Like, these people know that they are, Big Brother is watching all the time. So all these shows like The Hunger Games, all these movies like The Hunger Games, and all this other stuff that we've been seeing with all this, like, control over us.
Yeah.
It's about to happen. It's about to happen. It's about to happen. And it happens slowly but surely.
I'm just waiting for the aliens to come.
It might make things better. Shit. Take me with you. The fuck? If
take
all
you
I gotta
to your
do
leader.
Is hold my ass, that's nothing. Do it. Try to get away from all this. I'll take that one shot to the booty real quick. Like, what happened? Let's go.
Oh, man.
But that's it. I ain't got nothing else.
One other thing that I wanted to talk about that blows mine is certain that gives us a bad rep, particularly certain black business owners. I've had a few experiences where, you know, you want to support black business. We want to promote that. We want to, you know, circulate our dollars in our communities. But when you have certain people who don't know how to conduct business, it gives black businesses as a whole a bad name, a bad rep. It is unfortunate. I got to do better. Got to do better.
Yes.
That's all I got. If there's any responses to the question of the day before we get up out of here, in the meantime, in between time, follow us on social media, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. You can email us, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Follow our Instagram page at Hollywood and Friends. Judy Blue, where can people find you?
Tell up for me, please, because I'm exhausted from this world.
At Judy.Blue on Instagram. That's the only one I'm going to give. BLU is how you spell blue. Follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. Again, BLU is how you spell blue, and youtube.com/HamptonBlue. We appreciate you for listening. However you're listening, we're here every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. That's it.
Yeah.
We out. Enjoy y'all Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
quiet room, it's just me up with my thoughts. Thinking about the past and all that I was taught. Thinking about our ancestors, how they all was bought and sold into the slaves, what's the cost? Oh, emancipation kinda freed us from the boss. 150 years later, we still slaves up in the courts. And all these closet races got a leader to report. But we ain't with the shits, what you thought? There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Take it lying down, feeling less than you. No, we can't. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Riding in the back, can't be free to move. That ain't cool. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Though you seem to try, and you wish you could, but you can't. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Never will it be us repeating all the same things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. A quiet room, it's just me up with my thoughts. Thinking about my little brother and his final thoughts. How he must have felt, thinking it's the last resort, before he tied a loop in the cloth. What caused you to haunt all your dreams? The morning of December 3rd, a room full of screams. Never seen it coming, every day so routine. But everything ain't always what it seems. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Take away your pain, one last time to say it's okay. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Chasing all your dreams, you were just to see. What a shame. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Though I seem to try, and I wish I could, but I can't. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Never will it be us repeating all the same things. We pray for all those whose lives have been touched by tragedy, whether by accident or deliberate act. For those who mourn, immerse them in your love and lead them through this darkness into your arms and in light. For those who comfort, be in both the words they use and all that's left unspoken. Fill each heart with love. We ask this through Jesus Christ, whose own suffering brought us life here and for eternity. Amen.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.